We're back.
Again.
We are back again. We took a little break over the holidays and the new year, and we are back. Welcome, everybody, to the Paparazzi Podcast. I am Jedi. He is Mark.
Hello.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hey, 2022.
2022. We made it.
We did make it.
2021 was a whirlwind. A lot happened. Not much happened.
Yeah. I want to say it was probably my worst year of pictures ever. There was a couple of good ones in there, yeah, which we'll get to eventually, because Jed and I are going to do kind of our top, maybe top three.
Yeah, some highlights.
Our highlights of the year. We're going to go back and relive a little bit of the highlights of the year, yeah, that we can remember at least.
I actually had a decent year. I made a substantially more money than the previous year. But 2020, half of that was COVID anyway, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't have too bad of a 2021. I'm hoping 2022 is going to be more profitable. I think it will be. I'm excited.
I'm always excited. Yeah. I'm always ready to start fresh, start over, and try and find a way to get out of this business.
Yeah, me too. Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice?
Well, let's start trying to get out of this business with a crack of beer.
Love a crack. And I am celebrating the new year with a Sierra? No, I'm not. A Sierra Nevada Celebration Ale.
Fresh out of Chico, mate.
Doesn't that just sound like a beautiful beer crack?
That is.
Yeah, Chico. I love Chico. Oh.
And I'm going to crack a real beer, which is an Almanac Brewing Company Bunny Hill IPA. Bunny Hill. Look at the sparkles on that can, man. Yeah, look at that.
That's a beautiful little can.
The trees. The trees are all sparkly. We got a couple little bunnies on here. And I just went snowboarding last week, so it's just fitting for this.
Beautiful.
Let's hear how it sounds. Yeah.
Not too bad. Like a very good beer.
Not too bad. Smells good.
Let me smell mine.
All right.
Oh, mine smells like berries.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that Celebration Ale, I think they use fresh grape in that. So, should we get into... Oh, no. We can't get into anything yet. I have to apologize to whoever follows us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Because the other day, I woke up thinking about how the richest of the richest are not doing enough, and somehow I came to the conclusion that they could all give us a bunch of money and they could still be well off, which they can.
They could.
But I did my math a little wrong. I had I had a listener, a follower, a single follower call me out on it. So shame on all of you for not picking this up. Or maybe you did pick it up and you just didn't want to say anything because you respect us too much.
I mean, I missed it as well, to be honest.
But I said that Elon Musk could give us all $1 million and still be well off. But
and by all of us, you don't mean just me and you.
Yeah, no, I mean everybody in the United States.
Yeah.
So I did the math of what I thought it was, and it turned out to be the math of if you were to give a dollar to everybody in America rather than $1 million.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd modify the Musk challenge, okay? And this isn't a Musk challenge of people trying to smell bad. This is a Musk challenge of Elon Musk giving potential people some money.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to modify it a little bit. We're going to go with, there's a part in one of the Marvel movies, the Iron Man movies, where Tony Stark, RDJ, says, give me all your ideas, and I will fund whatever you do.
Oh, right? Wow.
I'll just give you money to do it. And then he ends up funding everybody in the entire room anyway, as a surprise, right?
Wow, what a guy.
But Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos should come up with some sort of a plan where everybody sends them ideas. Whether it be a full business plan or just an idea of what it could achieve or something like that, and then they just fund those ideas.
Why not? I mean, did you see how much money Elon Musk added to his fortune today?
Today, no.
Do you want to guess?
Oh, jeez. Well, I know there's a ticker that you can go to online that you don't want to unless you want to feel bad about yourself. But it was like the money he makes per second, I think, per minute, per every 10 minutes or something. And it comes out to be something like $1 million a second. So I'm going to guess it was probably something in the range of 30 billion
$32 billion.
$32 billion. Nice.
$32 billion today. Jesus. What did you do today?
I lost $30.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Me too. I put $45 of gas in, and got no pictures.
That would equal a half a tank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So while we're losing 30 a day, he's making $30 billion a day.
Yeah.
Wow. I love that guy.
We are in the wrong game.
This is what I'm saying. You know, if this guy's making this much money and it's just disgusting amounts of money, why doesn't he just start just giving people money? Just giving huge amounts of money to just everybody. Just give it to them, you know? Especially like, because if, okay, put it this way, you know, because I put on the Instagram, it was like, is this going to be, would this be a disaster or would this be a great opportunity, right?
Yeah.
Now, you could give everybody $1 million. Let's say you gave kids $1 million, too, but they couldn't touch it until they were, like, 21, mm-hmm. you know, something like that. They couldn't get their million when they were 16 or whatever. Think of how much progress could be made. Think of how many ideas could come to life that could potentially save lives or, you know, do something great for the world or something like that. This is all untapped, like, territory.
He
you know?
Must be doing some charitable work with it, right?
I guarantee he is. He's already said that he keeps giving away tons of money. But giving it away to charities is one thing. But giving it away to people who actually have great ideas but just can't find a way to get those ideas out, you know, without, you know, talking about it around Alexa and then Bezos steals it.
I'm going to give myself a quick resolution for 2022.
Okay.
If I see Elon Musk and Pap Elon Musk, I will go live on the Paparazzi Podcast Instagram and I will ask him for $1 million just to see what his response is.
Yeah, yeah. I'll do the same.
That would be pretty funny.
I'll do the same. To go live and record it. That'd be good. So I want to apologize to listeners for that. And we'll, you know, we'll get out of the woods one day.
Yeah.
But as far as New Year's goes, did you, is that an earthquake?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Is that a kid quake? Did you watch any New Year's celebrations?
No.
Jedi at all?
No. No. But I did read today that Kim Kardashian unfollowed Miley Cyrus on Instagram after her shenanigans with Pete Davidson on their New Year's Eve special or whatever it was.
Wow.
I have no idea what happened. I didn't watch it.
That's shady. Well, I skipped through a little bit. I mean, we had a few people over at our house that night, you know, trying to get a super spreader going. But, we, you know, it was mostly outside. No one caught anything. So we were kind of bummed. But everybody left at about 10:30 to go do their kind of family New Year's whatever. And I ended up just flipping through channels. So it turns out now, because it used to be what, when we were growing up, whatever. It was like the Dick Clark special. That's what you would watch.
Right, the one in New York with the ball drop in.
It was just one show. Maybe you had another show that you could watch or something like that. You could watch the New York version, and you could celebrate your time then early. And then you try and stay up for the repeat of it at midnight. Because LA has no celebration whatsoever, and it sucks here, right?
Yeah.
Even though we're the last ones to celebrate New Year's, in Hawaii, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm flipping through the channels, and it turns out, Jedi, that no matter who you are, no matter what you believe in, no matter what sexual orientation you are, no matter what race you are, no matter what religion you are, there is now a New Year's show for you.
Amazing.
There's a New Year's show for every genre of person in the world.
So pretty much every single network has their own New Year's Eve thing.
And networks that I've never even heard of. Plus, you can go onto YouTube and you can watch live things of YouTube, too, that are their own things. So, yeah, anybody could do anything. So I was flipping through them all, and I was going through the main ones, you know, and I saw the Miley one. I heard about it during the day, and I was like, oh, I have to see what's going on here. I'm sure everybody felt the same way. But I couldn't last long on it, you know. It was like I went into it knowing that I wasn't gonna last more than 5 minutes.
Was it just like cringeworthy, like they're trying to make jokes and stuff's just not funny?
Well, Pete's just not funny, so
I don't get him at all. I don't understand what the whole thing about him is.
There's only a certain kind of person that does, honestly. Like, he has
women.
It's weird.
But why?
I don't know. It's weird. Yeah. I don't get it. There's a lot of people that don't get it, but then there's a lot of people that do.
Yeah.
So he was hosting with her, but she was mainly doing like the music acts, and she would be kind of teamed up with another artist, and then she would cross over and do it. Anyway, but she was always dressed in something super skimpy. Every camera angle was a crotch shot or an ass cheek shot or, you know, like some sort of boob falling out here or there. I mean, it was like Miley basically strip teasing and then Pete Davidson kind of coming in and giving these the worst jokes ever.
Wow.
With a celebration of a bunch of people, which was exciting and everything, but it was so cringeworthy, you know?
Yeah.
So I couldn't stand that. So I would flip over, and I'd flip to, like, CNN.
Okay.
And that was the Andy Cohen and Cooper.
Anderson Cooper.
Anderson yeah. Cooper, right? And that was just a train wreck. I mean, it was so fun to watch.
It wasn't. I read the Andy Cohen was just hammered, right?
Hammered. Hammered to the point where he was just screaming, he lost his voice, and he was just going off on every tangent that there was, which was hilarious because at first it was kind of cringy, like you were like, okay, that easy, buddy, you're going a little too far there, but then you're like, okay, there's no stopping him now.
Yeah.
Let's just see what he does next.
Oh boy,
you know, and he was just dogging on everybody. He was just and today I heard he got fired.
No shit.
From CNN.
Oh,
for being too drunk.
Oh, man.
So my question is, Jedi, how can Andy Cohen just have a little bit too many on the air? He didn't do anything that was really offensive. He just spoke, you know, as a drunk dude.
Yeah.
That a drunk gay dude about, just, you know, the things that he knows about, you know, and he gets fired from CNN. But Miley can just flaunt her ass all over the place and just do the trashiest of performances with classy people. I mean, the artists that she went up there with, you know, were some classy artists.
She's just being Miley.
And she doesn't have any problem, you know. Pete Davidson could tell the worst jokes of all time. Nothing happens to him, you know.
I don't know.
And then I think I flipped over to, like, Steve Harvey, you know, Steve Harvey special.
Oh, he had one as well.
Yeah, and that was pretty entertaining as well. But it was just back and forth and back and forth until I landed on one when the ball dropped, and you know,
so
that was it.
Did you stay up till midnight?
I did.
I was in bed at 9:30.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you've got a little one.
Excuse me.
A little daughter.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I was gonna say we do this podcast fully clothed.
Yeah.
How would you know?
Yeah. Don't have a complex.
On that note.
But yeah, so yeah, it was pretty embarrassing, all of it. I think we said it last year too, that we need to work on our New Year's celebrations. The world needs to work on their New Year's celebrations, especially New York. They've gone way off the rails, and LA needs to step up their New Year's.
Was there a full crowd in New York as well? Because obviously we've had this fucking breakout of Omicron and whatnot. Everybody's got it.
No, 15,000 sectioned off.
Oh, okay.
So it was everybody was just
like
kind of
no atmosphere.
Yeah, there was no atmosphere. It was horrible. That's why I didn't understand Andy Cohen and his drunkness. Like it wasn't like a crazy celebration.
He was having a fun time.
but LA needs to step it up because after New York, it seems like New Year's ends.
Yeah.
And there's still 3 more hours to party and 3 more hours to do something. Why doesn't LA step up and do a cool show?
I don't know. They never have they?
No.
I don't know.
Anyway.
So,
anyway,
we are in the new year now.
Yep.
Did you get any decent sets between Christmas and New Year, like the last time we did a pod and now?
Well, you remember I was supposed to go to Aspen.
Yes.
And I canceled that at the last minute. I had some family issues that the kids couldn't be taken care of at some point.
Right.
And I just wasn't really feeling Aspen anyway. I felt like there was going to be a little COVID scare.
Yeah.
I felt like there wasn't going to be very good snow at the time. And I just felt like no one was really going to go except for the regulars.
You were pretty right.
And I was pretty right. Exactly.
I mean, the only sets I can think of that I saw come out of Aspen were Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Not a huge sell.
No.
He's a Bethany regular. Frankel, again, not a huge sell.
Yeah, she's a regular.
And I can't think.
The Hudsons and the Goldies.
Yeah, but I didn't. You know? Were they there?
They were there.
I didn't see any, like, there were no exclusive kind of big money sets coming out.
Oh, you know, there was actually a big one there that I saw. a big name that everybody wanted to see, and I guarantee the guys made a bunch of money, which was Conan O'Brien.
Wow.
Yeah, they got him walking around town in his cowboy hat, and I know those guys must have banked off that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow, so probably every single agency that went this year probably lost money.
I think there was only one.
Wow.
Yeah, we left them to it, and...
And they probably still didn't make money, because it's super expensive to stay there this
time
of year,
and they stay pretty good, I think. And wow. Yeah, they don't. They either didn't know what they were doing, or nobody went.
You know what? I didn't see any big sets out of Miami or Hawaii either. Mm-mm. And that's usually the, you know, it always used to be the places that people would go as well. I guess now these, you know, the celebrities are going to the St. Barts and all their, you know, Bora Boras and private little islands.
Yeah, everywhere. I saw a lot of that.
Yeah.
A lot of sets are coming from, you know, Turks and Caicos. And
lots of Instagram sets.
Yeah, a lot of Instagram sets. But no, I stayed home. I stayed in L.A., hoping that maybe people stayed here too and I was going to get a couple of sneaky sets. But no, I didn't really get much. I was rolling down
San Vicente.
Yeah, thanks. I was rolling down San Vicente and was sitting in a light, actually, and looked over, and there was an old dude that kind of dropped his mask to take a sip of his water, and noticed him there, Dustin Hoffman.
Oh!
And I hadn't seen him in years.
I haven't seen anything of him for so long.
Yeah, and so I tried to pull up to get him. And traffic through there was just crazy. I'm surprised I even got him. But I whipped around the corner as he was just getting up to leave, and just got him standing on the corner. We posted on Instagram a couple of days ago, and I was just excited to see him. I didn't think, you know, he was an oldie like you guys do all the time, and I thought he would definitely go because he hasn't been seen in a while.
For sure.
And we'll see on the sales, but initially nothing.
Wow.
And it was just good to see him, and it was, you know, I hadn't shot him since I think 2007, maybe.
I was going to say, I don't think I've shot him since probably around the same time. We always used to just get him on the beach in Malibu.
Yeah, on the beach, right? And then I got a tip from a buddy, actually, another pap that wasn't going out one day, and he gave me a tip on, you know, where to go check out Ashley Simpson.
Okay.
And I just randomly went by the house because I didn't have the address. And he gave me the address, and I went by there, and they were just coming out as I was driving by.
Love that timing.
So, well, but it was a timing like this. So I'm driving by, and they're pulling out, and I can't – they pull out, and they pull out behind me.
Oh, no.
Okay?
Yeah.
So every stop sign you get to, you have to anticipate what they're going to do.
Yeah.
You know?
You're, like, looking in the mirror the whole time.
Do you know where Ashley Simpson lives?
Not a clue.
Okay. So she lives over in the valley. She lives at this house that's just up from Ventura Boulevard, right?
Yeah, my guess would be Studio City.
So I get down to Ventura Boulevard, right? And we get separated by two or three cars.
Right.
And I can't really see them behind me. And I'm sitting at the light of Ventura Boulevard. I'm looking in my rearview mirror, but the cars are staggered behind me. So I can't see in either rearview mirror if they're behind me. So once the cars start going, it kind of clears up. And I look behind me, and they're not there.
Oh, no.
So I take a guess. And I just make a right on Ventura Boulevard because I know where if they kept going down the road that they were on, the side road that's, you know, that parallels Ventura, that eventually they would get to Balboa, I think it is.
Okay.
And I raced down there, nothing. I looked up Balboa, I didn't see anything going on there. I went down, I saw a car that looked like theirs, followed it for like three blocks on Ventura, wasn't their car.
Oh.
Whipped a U-turn, and as I'm coming back along Ventura, I see them turning right up into the hills from one block east of Ventura Boulevard or Balboa Boulevard. So I catch them again, and I pull up to them, and I get a few shots of them as they're going to a house. They're taking their daughter to like a play date or a Christmas party or something like that. And they gave it up. They saw me.
Yeah,
I didn't get out of my car, but I just pulled up and, you know, with my window down. And
they were cool, completely cool.
Yeah, I mean, they had masks on, they had big coats on, sunglasses. It wasn't good pictures, and I don't think the pictures did anything.
Mm.
So that was another set of pictures, and then nothing really else because all the sets are shut down on hiatus for the Christmas and New Year's break. So there was nothing like that. And then today I went out. I'm working on a secret squirrel.
Nice. Beep, 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 beep,
beep. I know I'm not going to get this secret squirrel.
It's a good attitude to have.
It's just, but I have to say that if I do get this secret squirrel,
I think
I've decided in my head and what the research that I've done, this might be the biggest picture out there to
get.
Yeah. It might be the biggest picture ever, and I'm not gonna give any more hints on that. But it might be the biggest picture ever, or right now the biggest picture you can get right now. So, but I'm not gonna get it. I guarantee I won't get it.
How many days are you into this Secret Squirrel Watch?
2 days.
How many days are you gonna give it?
A week.
When you give up on it, can you give it to me?
Yeah, I mean, you already know. You know, it would take a little bit of thinking. Okay. To figure it out, but I'll let you know. Yeah, we'll let everybody know eventually.
Well, no, because then other paps might try and work it. If it's a fucking retirement.
If they know, then they know. It's just something that you're not thinking of. You know, it's something that you're not considering because it's so in the past. You know, that you're not even thinking about it. So
I'm intrigued.
On my way up there today, I passed by Sony Studios on Culver Boulevard,
yep.
And there was a gate open that's not always open, just okay. a side gate right there, and they had a bunch of crew in there, and they had this old car, and I'm like, okay, let me just see what this is real quick. A couple minutes later, they bring someone over to set in a golf cart, and she gets out, and it's Wendy McClendon.
Wow, that's retirement right there. What an absolute star. Legend. I haven't seen anything of her for a long time.
You know what I'm talking about?
Not a fucking clue.
Yeah. She's in Bridesmaids. She's probably they were shooting the Goldbergs.
Oh, okay.
And it's a show that's been on for, I don't know, maybe a dozen seasons so far. And she was most famous for Bridesmaids. She plays one of the Bridesmaids women, the one who has the kids, that's always talking shit, that wants to go to Vegas. You know,
the redhead.
Yeah. No, the friend of the one. Oh, okay. The next one from her, right? The one she's sitting next to on the plane. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I got her. Haven't sent him in yet, but
I wouldn't even bother, mate.
You know what? I was expecting something. That's all I got. So I'm gonna send it in anyway.
Why not?
But she was in her 70s outfit. So it's we'll see.
So productions are kicking off again. Though.
They are starting this week. They're gonna start up again. So we'll have a few more stories. But that's all I got over our hiatus.
Our hiatus. Yeah, I took a rather large hiatus. I always try to take, you know, a couple of weeks off over Christmas and usually get back just before New Year. So as of this podcast right now, I think I've worked 4 days since returning from Christmas break. And the second day, just a couple of days ago, I was working on Ben Affleck's house. Obviously, he's banging J-Lo. I wasn't expecting anything to happen. You know, I figured she's got a house in Miami. It's cold and the weather's shit in LA at the moment. So I figured they'd all be in Miami or on some tropical island somewhere. And like maybe 30 minutes into the doorstep, a car pulls up at the house and it made me laugh. I was on FaceTime with my dad, just having a chat. And I said, "Dad, this car is going into Ben Affleck's right now." And I was laughing my head off. And he's like, "What is it? What is it, son?" And I said, "It is a pooper scooper car. 911poop.com. It was emblazoned on this car. And there was a big picture of a dog. And out of his mouth was a speech bubble. And it said, 'We scoop your poop.'"
I cannot believe that there's a service like that.
"Your number two is our number one."
This is a great slogan,
yeah,
by the way.
So this is, I jumped out of my car, blasted a couple of photos of this car coming in, the car going in, just because, you know what? It's funny. It's funny.
Only in Brentwood Palisades, by the
right?
way.
And then it was in there for 7 minutes, obviously scooping all the poop. It came out, and I hosed the guy as he came out and then took some back shots of him as he fucked off. So I got all the angles of the car. And you know what? It fucking sold.
Of course it did. It went. That's hilarious.
Yeah, the Daily Mail picked up the pooper scooper story.
Of course they did, yeah.
And the car.
It's amazing.
Know, too posh to scoop your own shit.
Yeah.
And a couple of hours later, I had a buddy, a teammate I was working with. He was sat on J-Lo. I was still on Ben. And Ben and J-Lo came out of Jennifer's house. And they went to the Bel Air Hotel. And this was the day we had last week where it was just pouring rain.
Uh-huh.
Fucking pouring down.
A day that I was not working.
Yeah, and I'd already like told myself that I wasn't going to get anything other than the scoopy poopy car.
Yeah.
But 2 o'clock comes around. They come out. They go to the Bel Air Hotel. They're in there for lunch with Jennifer Lopez's twins, Memi and Maxi, or Emmy and Max, whatever they're called. And I think Jennifer Lopez's dad was there as well. It was his birthday, so they'd gone for a birthday lunch. And 4:30 rolls up. They pull, you know, the valet pull their car up. We see them walking down with umbrellas, jump out of the car, you know, run across the street, jump out of the car, get absolutely soaking wet.
Yeah, what are you doing with your cameras? Just letting it
was
get just, soaked?
It was fucking drenched. I was drenched, my glasses. I was just fucking...
Because right at that time, it was real heavy.
Oh, it was disgusting.
Oh, man.
And it was non-exclusive as well, which sucked, because there's always photographers at Jennifer Lopez's. There were four there today. But yeah, it was, you know, it made for a nice picture. My buddy had an angle on one side. He managed to get full length of, you know, Ben opening the door and putting her in. And I had the other angle of him walking down the bridge and Ben getting in the car. It was okay. It would have been a great set of pictures had it been exclusive. It was non-exclusive, which obviously means no money. But, you know, it was still nice to shoot them. I haven't shot either of them for years. You know, we did that interview last year about their relationship. So it was nice to actually see it in person and snag some pictures of it.
Well, those pictures, they'll always sell more. They always keep going. I mean, I'm still getting paid for those two sets I got with Ben and Ana de Armas.
Yeah.
You know, I still get money from that.
The dog walking stuff, right?
Yeah, the dog walking stuff. And then yeah, exactly. So
I'm surprised. Well, I'm not surprised, but obviously he has these dogs. I've been there maybe about four days recently and not seen him come out with the dogs or even the dogs. So like, I don't know who's walking the poor guys.
But well, with they're, Ana, not, they're not walking. They're shitting in the backyard.
Well, yeah, exactly. But with Ana de Armas, they were just flaunting it, weren't they? They were walking the dogs around the block in front of everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
So
maybe Jen just doesn't want to do that.
I don't know, mate. I don't know. But they seem to be spending most of their time at her house, which is like five times the size of Ben Affleck's house.
Yeah. Have you seen that house that's going in next to Ben Affleck's house?
Yeah, it looks nice.
Fucking marble walls.
Yeah. It's near completion. It's near completion now.
The whole house is marble walls on the outside, just so everybody knows. So, yeah, well, those are good photos. It's a way better story than anything I've had for the last couple of weeks. And, you know, working on Ben and Jen, you know, it's always bound to be some sort of adventure.
Yeah.
It's ambitious to go after them.
It is. And if you can get a nice exclusive of the pair of them doing something other than just walking down the street or going to a restaurant, it could do some decent coin.
And Jen Garner doesn't usually like to go too far on Christmas, around Christmas, New Year's. So that's probably why they didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, probably.
Because he's got to stick around for that.
Righty.
But
should we get to our highlights?
Is that it? Is that all you got?
That's all I've got. I've only worked a couple of days.
Okay.
And that's been the only thing I've been working on, really.
All right.
I'm switching it up tomorrow with something that could be exciting.
Okay.
Hopefully I'll be able to talk about that one on the next Paparazzi podcast.
Okay.
But let's touch on our highlights, our 2021 highlights. Do you want me to go first? I have mine in chronological order.
Go for it.
I wanted to do a top five, but I don't have top five. I searched through everything I shot last year and could only come up with four that I was pretty happy with. My top four. Okay. So in March last year was when I got DVD. DVD handing out the money to, you know, the workers in Malibu. A set that did really well, did, you know, over 100,000 shares or whatever it was. Did amazing. That was... I don't know if I should have done these in order of like which was my top 1, 2, 3, 4. I haven't. I've just done it, you know, as they came in in the year. So that was in March. That was my highlight of March. And then a couple of months later, I got sent to Belize. Remember that old that old jolly?
Yeah.
I was in Belize.
The stories were as good as the pictures.
It was fantastic. I was in Belize for 12 days for the Jasmine Harton story. She shot and killed accidentally a Belizean police officer, and I got back from that Belize trip and jumped straight into the Britney Spears story and got Spears leaving you know, the police station over there in Thousand Oaks, which was fucking phenomenal. A nice juicy payday for myself and a co-worker.
Yeah, these are all good money-making sets.
Yeah, and then 2 days later, I got sent back to Belize and was in Belize for another 9 days. So that was June. I had an amazing month. Just, a big celebrity hit between two long international out-of-towners.
Yeah.
Don't get too many months like that. So that was my June. And then July, I had another out-of-towner in, was it Iowa? Iowa.
Uh-huh.
Where I did Frank Fritz from American Pickers. Uh-huh. And The Sun Online, actually, they did a compilation of their stories of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And that appeared in their stories of the year.
I had one in there too.
Did you?
You did, actually.
You had Hannah Brown, right?
Oh, yeah,
Hannah I saw that Hannah there Brown. When I was looking through them.
I mean, geez.
Yeah.
Talk about story of the year, let me tell you.
Yeah, but that Frank Fritz one, I think The Sun maybe did 20 or 30 different exclusives with that story. And just the pictures went bananas.
Yeah.
I mean, it was day rate, so I don't get commission on all of them. But it was just so nice to see a nice, posed up set of pictures be used again and again and again and again and again.
Well, and these are all news stories. They're all stories.
Yeah.
It's not just pictures, Like, most of my pictures this year are just pictures. There's not stories that go along with it. So they're not big money makers.
Yeah.
But, what are you going to do?
Yeah, but those are my four little highlights of the year. I'm hoping. Well, I think there's going to be more this year. Whether there's more than four, I don't know. I don't care. As long as they're good stories and I keep getting sent out of town, I'll be happy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, mine, because we were going to do a PAP Awards.
Yeah.
At the end of this year. We were going to try and put something together and actually give recognition to other PAPs that shot good pictures. But we are, last 3 weeks, Jedi had a COVID scare. We had a COVID scare. We haven't been in the studio too much. And frankly, we've just been too lazy to do it, to put it together.
Yeah, exactly. So we just want to blow our own horns.
We're just going to blow our own. Yeah, exactly. They're small horns.
Yeah, we're talking
definitely
about
small horns.
Talk about our best pictures instead of anybody else's.
Yeah. But my pictures, I look back on my archive and I realize that I moved a lot of my archive to another archive.
Right.
So I'm trying to remember everything that I got. But a few of the of my best, because I'm just remembering the stories, where...
Yeah.
Obviously, it wasn't just one photo, but it was the group of photos let's just start with The Sun then.
Yeah.
The Sun year in pictures. If they consider my Hannah Brown pictures worthy of their year in pictures, I'm going to consider it worthy of the PPC's year in pictures. So Hannah Brown, yes, she just started dating the new dude. And, what did they do? They go down to Abbot-Kinney, my stomping grounds. And I got them down there, unbeknownst to them.
Is this the set where they were like sat outside making out?
They're always making out.
Yeah,
yeah, but yeah, they were walking, holding hands, just walking around Abbot-Kinney, half masked, half not.
Yeah,
I had to shoot it for so long because I was waiting for them to take off their damn masks. So there was that set of pictures. One set of pictures that I consider it to be iconic, but not really a good seller or anything like that, was the LL Cool J shooting the machine gun.
That was very
which
cool.
I think, as far as Pat pictures, is the last picture of a live gun being shot.
That's right.
On set. I'm actually trying to get him to autograph that picture.
Oh, that's cool.
And next time I see him, I'm gonna hopefully get him to autograph that.
He will. He's a good guy, isn't he?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
And let's see here. What else we got? Bachelor.
That was a very good set of pictures.
Yeah, I mean, the story that goes along with it makes it a better picture.
Yeah.
And that was another Sun picture right there.
I'm surprised that wasn't in their top pictures, because that was a day rate, right?
Yeah.
And that came off, the first or second day?
Yeah,
it
exactly.
It was almost as if it was set up.
A little investigative. It was a little investigative story, going and trying to figure it out. We had a far-off address that, I just went with my instincts to try and find something else, and got a good set of him working out.
Yeah, that was a good set.
Yeah. The Angeline, not so much. I mean, I like this picture of Woody Harrelson and Justin Theroux. Not another moneymaker, by the way.
I can't believe that. We spoke about that on, a pod a couple ago. It was such a hilarious picture.
It's a good picture, It's a good picture. Maybe not the best, but these are just the ones that I picked up. But this set here and the multiple sets of this, which was the ambulance set.
Is the movie out yet?
No, it comes out actually on my kid's birthday.
Which is?
February 18th.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Next month. Yeah. Are you excited? Have you got your tickets already?
I don't have my tickets already, but yeah, it comes out next month and I'm really excited to it. But there was multiple stuff, you know, there was multiple sets of this. We've got the ones of them hanging out the back of the ambulance, you know, yeah. when he's doing that, when I was pulled over on the off ramp on the 110 to the 10
right.
freeway,
I remember the story.
You know, shooting to the underground parking lot of the convention center. I mean, it was tight stuff, you know.
How many days do you think you worked on that movie set?
Oh, man, it was probably, I don't know, maybe 8 weeks.
Fuck.
You know, I mean, off and on, you know.
Yeah.
But things would come up like every other day. And then, yeah it was probably a good 8 weeks that I worked on that. There's, you know, the one here of him, you know, holding up Isaac Gonzalez from behind, you know,
really good
all covered in you know, whatever powder he's covered in.
Almost looks like a production photo, doesn't it?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah.
But what I consider the best photo of the year, as far as I'm concerned, and it wasn't my photo, and I will give David Sanchez the credit for this, is this shot of Jake Gyllenhaal on the same set. It was the one day I wasn't there.
Of course.
And it's Jake Gyllenhaal with that machine gun sitting there, you know. I mean, it's just a perfectly composed shot in the moment. And that's one of my favorite shots of this year.
It is a good frame.
Yeah. Here, I'll bring it up full frame for you. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Of course.
The only thing that's not good about this shot, and it's out of his control, is the gun is not firing.
Yeah.
That would have been cool if there was a muzzle flash coming out of that thing, you know? But great photo, great emotion, you know, everything. Good, greatly composed, you know.
What a frame.
There is another frame, too, of him hanging out of the ambulance and the helicopter following him that I thought was really good, too. But I couldn't find it right off the bat here.
Can you think of a celeb that you worked on or put, like, the most time into last year and didn't get a picture of them?
I can think of a celebrity that I put a lot of time in on.
Yeah.
And I didn't get paid a lot of how many times I got them, which was Hannah Brown.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I probably got 10 sets of Hannah Brown and maybe got paid for two of them.
Oh, geez. Well, I, before this podcast, I was going through my archive to come up with my best bits. And I didn't see Brad Pitt's name once. I don't think I shot Brad Pitt last year. And
That's good for you.
I know I worked him a hell of a lot as well.
Yeah. You worked on him a lot. See, I haven't worked on him in 8 years, so
yes.
I wouldn't be getting any pictures of him.
Did I shoot him? I don't think I did. I don't think I shot him last
year. Did you talk to him, though?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that would be a lot of fun.
Well, I mean, sometimes, you know, you don't shoot these people, but you end up, you know, having an exchange with them. I just don't know.
No, not yet. I don't know what I'd say to Brad if I had a one-on-one with him. Give me some pictures, please.
I think Brad controls those conversations.
Would you like to come on the podcast, Mr. Pitt?
Yeah.
That would. You know what? If I have a chance to get a one-on-one with Brad, I'll see if I can go Instagram live.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we should try and do that more this year.
Well,
try and...
you know, I did do that one attempt with Josh Duhamel that one time.
Yeah.
But my camera skills were shitty, and I couldn't get it good enough. But I did attempt to. But yeah, it's a matter of, you know, getting that phone out, getting it into a spot where you can see something. Yeah.
Or maybe not insta-living it, but maybe like doing it on your camera so you can sell it, and then we'll repost.
Yeah.
Like, I did have some good interviews last year.
You did?
Yeah, I remember I confronted Brian Spears, Britney's brother, and asked him, you know, about the conservatorship and about her wedding and that kind of stuff. And I interviewed Britney's fiance Sam as well. I'm going to try and get some more of that kind of content this year as well.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you know what? I'm actually sorry.
No,
I am thinking of one more picture that I got that was good because we didn't know anything about it, which was Christina Applegate in the wheelchair.
Oh, yeah.
And no one knew why.
Yeah, that's right.
And then she came out a couple weeks later talking about her MS struggle.
That's very true.
So that's another one that I just remembered. But yeah, that's pretty much the year for me. And you know, do you have any New Year's resolutions, or do you have anything that you're going to shoot for this year, Jedi?
Like I said, I want to make more money.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you know, enough is never enough.
Work less, make more.
Work work smarter, not harder. I just want more away jobs. I want to see more of the country. I want to see more of the world. So some of that stuff, you know, the out-of-towners, I want to keep them rolling in. What else do I want out of this year? I don't know. I want to stay healthy. I've escaped the Rona so far. I want to keep it that way. No, that's it, mate. I want to take pictures. I'm happiest when I'm taking pictures. So hopefully this year will be the pictures will be plentiful.
Yeah, yeah. I think I actually don't really. I usually do resolutions. I usually, you know, give myself some sort of a goal. But
yeah.
For some reason this year I'm not into giving myself a real big goal.
It's good.
The goal is always to get out of this business. I mean, I like taking pictures. I like doing the business. I'll always do it.
Yeah.
You know, even if I'm out of this business, I've got something else going on. I'll still pop around and, you know,
yeah, go of out, course.
Grab a movie set somewhere because I like I like getting the pictures on the movie sets.
Yep.
But yeah, I want to, you know, not rely on this business, put it that way.
Yeah.
I want this just to be an extra little bonus, you know. So that's kind of what I'm shooting for this year. My health, whatever. Avoiding COVID, I don't think it's going to be possible. I think we're all going to get it.
It seems like my Instagram feed is full of people's like positive tests. Like not celebrities, just like friends positive tests.
Everybody's,
both here and
everybody, it's coming for you. The best meme that I saw today was it was a video or a clip of, do you remember in Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah.
Did you see the clip?
I didn't see
it. Did you see the meme? There's a clip.
It's them in the car, right?
It's them in the car. Yeah,
I didn't.
And they had just made a bet that Lloyd was going to, he bet Harry that he couldn't get him to bet. And he's like, I'm going to get you. And he's like, no, you're not. And then it said COVID and me. And like, COVID is Lloyd. And
that's funny.
And he's like, no, you're not.
I'm going to get you.
I don't know where, but I'm going to get you.
Oh, man. Yeah,
it's pretty funny.
Try and get out of the game.
Yeah. Is that it?
I think that wraps it up, mate.
Wow.
I think that wraps it up. So, yeah, guys, Happy New Year. You know, the break that we took, I saw the numbers. We were still getting very good amounts of downloads. So hopefully everybody listening has caught up. You know, the people that were lagging. And hopefully everybody enjoys this podcast and tells their friends about it. And our numbers get bigger and better. That would be nice. A nice resolution.
That would be nice. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. It just would mean everybody kind of sharing with their friends.
Yeah.
Just share what your you know, what you like about it. What you like about the podcast. But I want to wish everybody a safe and prosperous 2022.
Yeah, 2022.
It seems like. Oh, and remember, everybody. Okay, remember, on February 22nd, you have to post at
2:22
in 2022,
and preferably wearing a tutu.
Exactly. But you know what? I'm gonna one up everybody. Okay? Because I'm not a follower, okay? I'm a fucking leader. All right?
Wow.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to post at 2:22 fucking a.m.
Wow.
Okay? I'm going to stay up and I'm going to do that after all you guys have done your 2:22s in the p.m. I'm going to do it in the a.m. and scoop
all
y'all.
You know what? They'll actually, if you go on the 24-hour clock at 10:22 p.m. that night, it'll be 2:22:22.
Boom.
Yeah.
See, now Jedi scooping me now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I shouldn't have said anything.
Shocker.
There you go. That's a couple of months away. It's a month away.
Yeah. Well, we hope everybody has a good year coming up and stays out of trouble, including us. But don't forget to share it with everybody. And everybody, just take care and be well.
We scoop your poop.
Well, you've got a little one.
Excuse me?